In today's second date update, something happened to a guy that I didn't think happened anymore. Hmm. Not since like the 50s or even earlier, the 20s. He was out dancing with a girl and some guy came up and asked to cut in.
Really?
And then stole her time. I didn't know that still existed.
I didn't either.
What's up, Charlie? How are you?
Hey, I'm doing all right. I'm doing okay.
Thanks for your email, man. I appreciate it.
No problem. Thanks for calling me. I really appreciate this.
No problem. We'll get into the whole cutting in thing because I thought that was weird. But first of all, tell us about the girl that you want to call today. What's her name?
Her name is Summer.
Summer. All right. And where'd you meet Summer?
Set up by a friend of a friend.
Was it a blind date that you were going on then?
Yeah. I'd never met her, but my friend said she was real nice and cool and that I should. So I said, okay. Sure, why not?
And was she real nice and cool?
Yeah, she was really pleasant.
Pleasant? No one wants to be described as really pleasant. That's
you
like
sure
starting a sentence with bless your heart.
You sure you want to do a second date update and try to get another date with her?
Yeah, I do. I mean, she's stunning. That's the thing.
There you go.
Was she more stunning or more pleasant? I can't figure out with you.
Well, she was pleasantly stunning.
Okay.
Good
pleasantly
answer.
Stunning. That's a nice way to describe her. So what did you like about Summer so much? Why was she so pleasantly stunning?
Well, I expected her to be blonde, you know, with a name like Summer, but
yeah.
She had jet black hair, and
ooh.
She was tall and fit, and just everything a Summer was not supposed to be, that's what she was.
She was it. She was like a naughty Summer.
She's a winter.
The hottest Summer ever. The hottest Summer on record, and you got a date with her.
Yeah, I got pretty lucky.
So,
were you nervous when you saw her? Like, you were obviously taken aback with how beautiful she was.
Well, yeah, it was just, I wasn't even sure if it was her, really. I just kind of made eye contact, thought about it for a second, and I was thinking, just do it, man. Just go approach her. Just ask if her name is Summer. And it was.
Okay, nice.
Awesome.
Yes.
So
yes,
you're,
score! This is it!
Email said that you guys hung out at a bar and did some dancing, and there's some point where a guy cut in on you?
Yeah. So we went to this bar, and there was live music, and it was nice, and conversation started a little slow, and
uh-huh.
We got to know each other, and then we started dancing.
And were you, like, grinding dancing, or is this, like, pair dancing, like the foxtrot, or I don't know?
It was just regular old dancing, not like 1940s old dancing,
okay.
Like now old dancing.
Okay, just
okay.
Normal dancing. All right, and how did that guy cut in on you? I didn't think that happened anymore.
I haven't heard of that in a while.
Yeah, it was pretty awkward. We were, you know, we had taken a break for a second,
uh-huh.
We went back to the bar to get some water, and this guy comes in and approaches me first before he approaches her. He says, hey, I saw you guys dancing over there. You guys are you're a really good couple. Could I dance with her for a second? Because I haven't had any good partners.
So it's
weird. Sure.
That's strange that he even realized that you guys were together and then wanted to dance with her.
Yeah, he was probably, like, watching us for the whole night.
Oh, creepy.
It would have been better if he came up and was like, hey, I see you guys are a couple. Excuse me, do you mind if I dance with this fella over here? And then you would have had to go dance with him.
That was not going to happen.
So why didn't you say no to him? I mean, when he asked to dance with her, just be like, nah, we're good, man, thanks.
I didn't want to look like I was possessive on the first, like, night.
Uh-huh.
It, first impressions are so important, so I didn't want to, like, freak her out or anything, so I said sure.
Should have just cracked a beer bottle over his head right there. That would have impressed her.
In another universe, I did.
What was her response to all this?
When the guy asked the question, she looked surprised and kind of looked like she said sure, so I just stepped out.
Okay. So how long was this dude dancing with your date?
It was a good 3-4 songs. It just kept going on and on and on.
Like right.
What were you doing? Just hanging out at the bar, being awkward?
Yeah, you know, check Facebook, check Instagram, pretend
do?
I had some emails.
That sucks. You're like, yeah, go ahead, dance with my date. I got some work I need to do anyway. Pretty important.
Super busy over here.
So do you think that she's not calling you back because she liked that guy more than you?
I'm worried that she might think I'm like some spineless little kid or I couldn't stand up for myself. I couldn't fight the big bad intruder or anything like that. So she probably thinks I'm pretty much like a weenie.
Yeah.
Okay. How did the date end with her then? Did you ever get her back after that guy stole your date away?
Yeah. She eventually cut off and came back to me and said, hey, how you doing? I was pretending, playing it off like, oh yeah, no, I, my job, my boss is always sending me these late night emails. But we should get out of here. And she said, yeah, yeah, yeah. We went out and we got like a little nightcap, like a slice of pizza.
Uh-huh. Nice.
And then she called an Uber and she gave me a polite kiss.
Like on the cheek or something?
No, no, no. Like on my lips.
Okay.
It was polite.
It was polite. So it wasn't like a passionate, I like you a lot kiss. It was like, thanks for a fun night and the pizza.
So she is
and
pleasant.
Then she just got in the car and left.
Yeah.
Did she ever ask you why you didn't cut in?
No, she didn't. But I could tell that she really wanted to ask.
Yeah.
So how many times have you tried to get a hold of her since that date?
I've been calling her a few times, you know, sending her a few texts for the past, like, 2-3 weeks. And she only replied once, which is when I just kind of gave up.
What'd she say?
And she told me she was going to be out of town for 2 months and that she was going to be disconnected. So
that sounds like a blow off and a half. Like, hey, I'm going to be gone for about 2 months, so hopefully you'll forget about me by then. Is that what it feels like?
Yeah.
All right.
That's what it sounds like.
I'm disconnected for 8 weeks. Sorry. Okay.
I'm moving.
Well, we're going to play a song, come back, call her, and get your second date update, all right?
All right, thanks.
All right, man. Hang on.